The Romani criminal gang known as the Peaky Blinders wreaked havoc in Birmingham, England for 6 seasons on TV. The series charted the post-World War I rise and fall of brutal gang leader Tommy Shelby and his clan. Now in Peaky Blinders, The Immortal Man, the story has shifted to the big screen. Critic Bob Mondello says the film picks up 6 years after the series left Shelby adrift and alone.
The year is 1940, and we begin in a German concentration camp where British currency is being counterfeited. A lot of currency, enough to crash Britain's banking system if the Nazis can get it to England. But before we get to the whos and hows, the film checks in with Tommy Shelby, living on the vast country estate. He's allowed to fall into ruin since his wife and daughter died. No one comes round now, but he's not forgotten, as Tommy's last ally, Johnny Dogs, tells him.
One of the Palmer women recognized me from the old days. She asked me if I knew what ever happened to Tommy Shelby.
What did you say to her?
I said, as far as I am aware, the famous gangster, Tommy Shelby, has withdrawn from this world, and he is writing a book.
That he is, a book filled with ghosts.
Spirits show themselves to me. My dead daughter, Ruby, plays in the garden. I found a scarf hanging from a branch. But there was no scarf before. I could not have got that any other way.
But as his sister Ada reminds him...
Tommy, you have family who are not ghosts. Your son is running the Peaky Blinders like it's 1919 all over again. Worse than you and Arthur ever were.
And that is very bleak.
He doesn't know the half. Worse than him and Arthur is truly bleak. And played by a post-Oppenheimer Cillian Murphy with gravitas to spare, this soulful psychopath has next to no sway with his son Duke, who's been riding roughshod over war-ravaged Birmingham, even stealing guns meant for British soldiers.
Boys, Peaky Blinders are here. What should we do?
Peaky Blinders are going to do whatever the Peaky Blinders want to do.
And what they want to do under Duke, made steely-eyed by actor Barry Keoghan, is outdo what his dad did. Conveniently, Tim Roth's weaselly Nazi operative offers a way.
Mr. Shelby, you can keep that.
Remember those counterfeit banknotes?
There's plenty more where that came from.
How much more?
Staggering sums, not to mention the blitz, armories full of munitions. Everything is bigger as director Tom Harper and screenwriter Stephen Knight ramp up what was always a cinematic show on TV to fill an IMAX screen. Tommy at the center is as brutal as ever, but with Nazis as his antagonists, he manages to seem comparatively honorable, a shadowy figure lurking in exquisitely shot shadows, urging his muscular flat cappers and gentleman thugs in three-piece suits to lace their heroics with a bit of sadism. The film is grim and gritty, muddy and bloody, and as steeped in the anguish of this Romani family's memories as any Peaky Blinders fan could wish. And if the faithful are mostly likely to catch it when it gets to Netflix in a couple of weeks, the filmmakers have at least made a big screen case for bigger things to come, including 2 more seasons of the Shelby family saga. I'm Bob Mondello.